the scripture tells us that all generations will call her blessed. That's inspired of the Holy Spirit. That's something that the Spirit will engender in Christ's people, is that we will call her blessed, that we will recognize that she is highly favored among all women. Justin Martyr, in 165 AD, for example, he famously contrasted Mary's obedience with the disobedience of Eve in Genesis chapter 3. So she's signaling the dawn of a new humanity, the potential of a new humanity redeemed in Christ and by the power of God's word. At the Council of Ephesus in 431, there was an effort to combat those who denied the true humanity of the Son of God. And they designated Mary as Theotokos, the Mother of God. They said to deny this is tantamount to denying the incarnation of the Son, because Mary bore and birthed into this world in the human flesh her body provided, with the blood that her body provided, God himself. So it is perfectly orthodox, not only proper but necessary, to speak of Mary as the Virgin Mother of God, or the Blessed Virgin, or the Mother of our Lord. In fact, to say the opposite is not merely taboo to the church, it's rank heresy.